You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show, rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman, and also Angela Brown from Sweat, Jim, and Clayton. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, guys.
Great way to spend a Sunday afternoon all hanging out, right?
That's right.
All right, so we were talking last segment. I'm going to give just a brief summary again on some of your credentials, Angela, because it's pretty impressive. I mean, you're not only a bachelor's degree in physical therapy, but you're a certified personal trainer. You are a certified exercise coach, a fitness nutrition specialist, and a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. So that's probably more credentials than almost anybody I know in the exercise field. That's impressive.
It's a lot. It's been a lot of work, but it's been fun.
Well, and your husband, Matt, has been a longtime friend of mine and a mentor of mine and somebody that I always call with any type of exercise concerns too. So the two of you together are a pretty dynamic duo at running a gym. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's actually nice. We can bounce ideas off each other, and it's been quite a bit of fun doing this together.
So you guys have put together really a success formula. Walk us through the success formula. What is it and what does it mean? Give us some highlights of it.
Okay, so one of the things that I like to follow is called Dress for Health Success. And the DRESS is like an acronym. It stands for...
I like acronyms, by the way.
So do I. Diet, rest, exercise, supplementation, and stress reduction.
Okay.
Diet portion is obviously huge. Some people have an easier time than others with this. One of the things that I really like to talk to clients about with diet is to not think of it as diet. So when you hear the word, I'm going on a diet, diet is temporary. Technically, it means temporary. And I like it to be more of a lifestyle change. So when I talk to people about what they're eating, I like to say, let's get you on more foods that are like whole food based. Let's get you off of the processed foods, the stuff that's in tons of boxes and stuff like that, which most people
and
live
dried
off
out.
Of. Or going through a drive-through. Let's switch that.
There you go.
So I do a lot of baby steps with people. It's hard to, some people, it's just like someone quitting smoking. Some people are easier at, let's just go cold turkey, and some people aren't. I personally prefer to, for my clients, have them take baby steps.
Okay.
If they're in a really, really horrible eating habits, we do baby steps to get them into more of a healthy lifestyle with eating. And then
it seems like when people feel like, there's things being kept from them.
Correct.
That's going to become the focus of what they can't have.
Right. And that's why I do more of like the baby step thing. Let's get you into, let's first take out sugar and do that for a little while. And then we can look at gluten and do that for a little while. We just do more baby steps to get them eating better without making them feel like they're totally restricted and can't have anything at all that they used to eat.
Well, it sets them up for failure to just go, in my opinion, to go cold turkey like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So it makes it much easier.
And also, as part of that, I'm assuming that some of the tests that we talked about that you guys can do would help on the diet, where then you can give specific recommendations for things they need to avoid.
Absolutely. And that's another part. Like we talked about the food sensitivity testing. So someone could be sensitive to carrots, but carrots is a healthy food. So, you know, just because something's healthy, it may not be right for you.
Right.
You know, someone might be able to tolerate dairy. I personally can't tolerate dairy. Someone might actually be able to tolerate gluten. But it is much person dependent. But I still like to instill healthy eating habits, no matter whether you're sensitive to something or not. I like to give them the ideas of what to do next.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So we're talking about DRESS for Health Success. So DRESS, D-R-E-S-S. We covered the D is diet. What is the R?
The R stands for rest, and that's more along the lines of your sleeping patterns. You've always heard how you should get good sleep at night. It's really good for everybody. It's not easy to do, especially this day and age. It's a pretty hard thing to do. I like to say, you know, the old adage was you need to get 8 hours of sleep a night. That's pretty challenging this day and age to get 8 hours of sleep a night. If you can get a good 6 to 7 hours, that's great. But I'm talking good sleep, not go to bed at midnight, sleep 2 hours, get up and do something.
Right.
Or go eat and then go back and lay in bed again an hour later and fall asleep again. You still need to have a solid that many hours. 6 to 7 solid hours of sleep is great. You know, for example, my husband has to get up at the crack of dawn. He gets up at 4 a.m. in the morning. So he has to make sure he gets to bed at a decent hour so that he can still get his 6 to 7 hours of sleep at night. So you just
at
try
least.
To.
Most people probably should get eight.
Right.
Ideally.
Quite a bit of people should get eight, especially if you have a lot of stuff going on. If you have adrenal issues and all these mm-hmm. hormone things going on mm-hmm. or some gut things going on, you need to get that sleep. Your body needs the rest. It needs mm-hmm. time to heal.
Well, and the brain needs time to heal. It's amazing
Absolutely.
What type of healing goes on in the brain during our sleep. I actually just read several articles on this, and you know, it's something I definitely have to put some focus on. And Tammy's been really good for me with that because she's a little more scheduled than I am. If I go by my nature, I'll stay up really late. Tammy gives me a good reason to go to bed mm-hmm. a little bit earlier. And I watch this with kids. There's something that goes on with kids where they don't get this at all. They think it's cool to stay up all night
Correct.
Or do things that challenge their sleep habits. And they all think they don't need sleep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they just do.
And they do. Mm-hmm. Kids need more.
Yeah, kids
they
need
eight, more.
Eight,
so,
nine or ten.
Yeah, they need a lot more sleep than adults, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's a really biggie in our house, too.
Right.
All right, so that's the D and the R. So diet and rest. Mm-hmm. We're talking about dress for health success. Mm-hmm. So the rest of the acronyms in dress. And now what's the E?
We're on E, which is exercise. There's a lot of things that can entail exercise. Exercise can be anything from boxing to doing a personal training session to yoga to Pilates. There can be a lot of things involved with exercise. Just going for a walk, that's exercise. Some people come to me and they've never exercised a day in their life. They don't even know where to start. So I have to do, again, baby steps with them. Mm-hmm. And it depends on their goals. If they want to lose weight, you know, we got to do a different program than someone who I just want to get a little bit stronger. Or I babysit my grandkids and I can't squat down on the floor
right,
to
whatever,
play
right.
with them. I need help with that. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the person's goals, mm-hmm. what I recommend for them, but just move. Just
right.
move. Just get up and move. Even if, you know, the only exercise you can do for the day is to get out of your chair and walk down a flight of stairs at your work and come back up, and that's the only exercise you can get for the day. I'm fine with that. Just move. You just got to move.
Yeah, Tammy, you're good about taking the stairs everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And
that's Doug's great. Like, we're on the fifth floor. I'm like, so?
Taking the stairs anyway.
But I do.
I have a quick story about this because I would assume that a common excuse for people is they don't have time mm-hmm. to exercise.
Absolutely.
So there was a point where I remember telling Matt that, your husband, okay, that I didn't have time. And I was down to working out one day per week mm-hmm. and I'd have like a full hour-long workout once per week. And he mm-hmm. was listening to my excuses on why I couldn't get in there more often. And I had a home gym. And he's like – because he went through the details with me and it was taking me – 20, 30 minutes before I'd even get down there from the time I'd get up because mm-hmm. I'd have to get my shoes on and all this stuff. So he's like, listen, it's better to have 300 15-minute workouts a year than it is to
right.
have 52
right.
one-hour workouts.
Right.
So he had me start rolling out of bed in my underwear, and he gave me a 15-minute workout, mm-hmm. fairly lightweight, but for 15 minutes, I was hoofing it. I'd have to
right.
roll right out of bed, my underwear, go right down mm-hmm. and do kind of light weights with dumbbells
right.
and different things, but 15 minutes, and then I'm right back up into the shower.
Right.
It's really hard to say we don't have 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why I always tell, especially for clients that come to me that have never worked out before, just get up and do some type of movement. Mm-hmm. If it's a matter of, you know, a lot of stay-at-home moms, they're like, I don't know when I can do it. When the little one's asleep, taking a nap, do 15 minutes of something. It can be mm-hmm. Doing lunges in your backyard. It can be mm-hmm. anything. Mm-hmm. If they're awake, then get them and go for a walk. Just
right.
anything just to start
so
moving.
Here's a couple little ones for me is when I'm shaving, I have an electric shaver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stretching my calves. I have
mm-hmm.
a slant board that Matt recommended.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm brushing my teeth, I do squats a lot of times, just
yep.
air squats. Don't do it every day,
yeah.
but it's something that I can do. And
but
you know, it's a little bit of exercise.
Great. I mean, that's the recommendations I also give too. When you're standing in the kitchen and you're cooking, if that's the only time you can do an exercise, guess what? You're going to start doing some calf raises while you're standing
mm-hmm.
there, or doing
right.
some squattings
mm-hmm.
while you're standing there. It works great.
Mm-hmm. Or I have a standing desk at work,
mm-hmm.
and that's been great. It's
that's the, another great example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Angela Brown from Sweat Gym, and we're talking about DRESS for Health Success. So DRESS is an acronym. We've covered D-R-E is diet, rest, exercise. And what's the first S?
The first S was
The first S is supplements?
Yep. Supplements, correct. Yes.
All right, so walk us down the path. What do you guys mean with supplements?
So I'm not a big proponent of just pumping someone with tons of pills and tons of medicine. However, when there are some imbalances that I see, particularly from testing, I like to have someone substitute things to help get them into the right rhythm with their hormones or whatever the problem is going on. Right. I do recommend supplementation for some individuals who didn't necessarily do a testing with me. Like probiotic is one that I really like for most anybody to take, because a lot of people's
digestive
tracts are off. And it's just a really, really good supplement. But there are supplements that I would never recommend to people unless I actually did a test with you and saw that there was a hormone off and we need to help replace that. Supplements to me are more of a short-term thing to try to help get the balance back, get you healed, whatever's going on, and then move on. Some things could be a long-term, like a probiotic is an example. That's one that probably I'll take forever. But something that I needed that maybe correct a hormone imbalance, that is so short-term. We want to fix it and get off that supplement.
It's really just teaching your body to produce that again. It's
teaching your body to produce it again and teaching your body to use it the right way.
Right.
All right. Well, the last one on the list for dress for health success is the last S is what?
Stress reduction. That's a biggie. That's why I say that best for last, right?
Yes.
Really a hard subject for a lot of people. You could sit there and tell yourself all day long, I'm really not that stressed.
Right.
But then when they look at their daily life from the time they get up to the time they go to bed and factor in all the things they do on a daily basis, it could be just their commute and could be a stressor. And stressor can be a lot of things. Stressor doesn't have to be that typical thing that you hear about. I'm so stressed out because my boss is a jerk or whatever. Right. It could be that you ate a food that caused a stressor. It could be that, you know, you just got really irritated because someone just cut you off while you were driving. There can be a lot of stressors. Not getting sleep is a stressor itself. So I always tell people, just give yourself 5 minutes a day. Doesn't have to be that much to do something that's just for you. It could be that you lay in bed for 5 minutes in the morning and you sit there and think about all the good things you have in your life.
Right.
It could be that you take 5 minutes and you go for a walk outside and you put headphones on and you listen to whatever your favorite music is and you turn your phone off and you don't let anyone bother you. It can be anything, but just giving yourself that little bit of time can be so much. And I usually recommend for people to start their morning off like that. Give yourself 5 minutes in the morning that is something for you.
Right.
Well, and that's where the mindfulness revolution.
Absolutely.
There are so many companies out there and they're using the word mindfulness instead of meditation because meditation will give some sort of Eastern philosophical connotation to it that will turn some people off.
Right.
Which does a lot.
Yeah. And I'll say that like throughout the day, sometimes I close my door and I'll just take, it could be 1 minute sometimes of just finding my breath and just lowering my heart rate.
Right.
And realizing, like putting things in perspective that, you know, whatever we're stressed about is usually not that big of a deal.
Right, right. And just taking deep breaths is a awesome way to do, to try to reduce stress. I have clients do that all the time. I'm like, just take some deep breaths. If you know there's a situation that's coming up that you know is going to be a stressor, and it's a stressor every time, like driving to work in traffic, take some deep breaths before you even get in your car and take some deep breaths as much as you can during that commute. If it's a, you know, it's going to be a known stressor, you kind of almost need to prepare yourself for it. Like it's going to be a stressor no matter what, but if you try to at least take some deep breaths and get through it, it's going to make life so much easier that day.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of fear associated with stress.
Absolutely.
And I really like, the saying that fear is excitement without the breath.
Absolutely.
Okay, so typically when we have fear or when we have stress, we're not breathing.
Yep.
So if we can just slow down
how much
breathe,
we hold our breath.
Yeah, we can change stress and we can change fear into excitement.
Absolutely.
Just by breathing.
Not just by, right, correct.
All right, so good stuff, Angela. Definitely appreciate you taking the time, coming in and joining
us.
If you want to find out information on this, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for Angela Brown from Sweat Gym. We're going to make sure all your website information is on there. And real quickly, if you want to visit Sweat's website directly, it's sweatstlouis.com. If you want to reach out to Angela, you can call or text her at 314-226-3137. 314-226-3137. Yep. Thanks again, Angela. Great
information. Thanks for having me again.
All right, just a reminder for you, you don't want to miss next Sunday at 4 p.m., the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.